Awaz and Jaane, Episode 22, November 30th, 2006.
नमस्कार, आवाज अनजाने की और एक एपिसोड लेके हम वापस आ गए हैं। मैं देव
और मैं पिया, आपके होस्ट फॉर दिस शो।
ऑल आवर लिसनर्स इन द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स, होप यू हैड एन एंजॉयबल थैंक्सगिविंग ब्रेक ओवर द लास्ट वीकेंड। वी सर्टेनली हैड लॉट ऑफ फन विद आवर फ्रेंड्स, प्लेंटी ऑफ गुड फूड, लॉट ऑफ सिंगिंग, एंड इट वॉज इन जनरल एन एक्सलेंट टाइम ऑफ रिलैक्सिंग। And all our listeners around the world, hume umeed hai that you also had fun for the last two weekends.
And you are waiting eagerly for today's Awaz and Jaane. And today, we bring you the voice of Ajit.
Roop tera mastana, pyar mera deewana, roop tera मस्ताना प्यार मेरा दीवाना भूल कोई हमसे ना हो जाए रूप तेरा मस्ताना प्यार मेरा दीवाना भूल कोई हमसे ना हो जाए
अजीत is an oral surgeon and he is from United Kingdom.
I'm just an ordinary singer, just into the world of music, nothing much spectacular about me, but I started singing quite late. I started singing when I was in when I was 16 years of age, and then actually it all started when just as soon as I ended my school days and I went to college. So I started learning guitar first. I mean, basically I learned guitar first when I came into singing. And just went on. I had passion for Kishore, Mukesh, Rafi, Ghazals, stuff like that. And then I took to professional singing when I was around 23, 24. I went all the way singing. Done few programs in India. I mean, nothing to name. I haven't released any albums or anything of that sort.
At that point of time in India, you were involved in doing concert gigs and all?
Yeah, I was doing lots of concerts in India. Lots and loads of them.
So things. So you...
And then mainly in South India, but I've done a few programs in Bombay. But yeah, it was quite nice. And then once I came to UK, it was like, you know, there was a Zindagi jaise thum si gayi.
Zindagi thum si nahi gayi. Actually, Ajit's priorities kind of changed. He immersed himself into becoming a physician in United Kingdom.
But the best part is, those years of hardship are now back behind Ajit.
Now, since last year, I again started actively singing and doing concerts again. So I finished all my exams. I'm quite relaxed now. So I'm back into the world of music. So that's when I accidentally had a chance to look into your website, which is fabulous, amazing. And so many talented singers out there. And I said, well, I should send my, you know, a couple of my songs and see what they say. So then I said, this is the best place to do it. Because you people have done an amazing job, really.
Well, thank you very much.
Honestly, it's fantastic. It takes a lot of effort. Trust me, Dave, to do all this. It takes a lot of effort. And you've done it really, really well.
Thank you, Ajit. The hard work is actually done by you as well. You recorded these beautiful songs for us, which we can share with our listeners.
And all our listeners, like Ajit, you too can become a part of this podcast. Send us your songs, thoughts on Hindi music, or your musical compositions to us at yourgeet@gmail.com, and we would include your submissions in our future podcast. And if you'd like to send us a comment, our comment line is at 206-203-GEET. That's 206-203-4338. Or go to our website, podioindia.com, and go to the submit comments page and send us a comment.
You are listening to Awaz and Jaane, featuring Ajit from United Kingdom.
Teri duniya se होके मजबूर चला मैं मैं बहुत दूर बहुत दूर चला तेरी दुनिया से होके मजबूर चला मैं बहुत दूर बहुत दूर चला तेरी दुनिया से इस कदर दूर के फिर लौट के भी आ न सकूं ऐसी मंजिल पे जहां खुद को भी मैं पा न सकूं और मजबूरी है क्या और मजबूरी है क्या इतना भी बतला न सकूं तेरी दुनिया से होके मजबूर चला मैं बहुत दूर बहुत दूर चला तेरी दुनिया से आँख भर आए कभी अश्कों को मैं पी लूंगा आह निकली जो कभी होठों को मैं सी लूंगा तुझसे वादा है किया तुझसे वादा है किया इसलिए मैं जीऊंगा तेरी दुनिया से खोके मजबूर चला मैं बहुत दूर बहुत दूर चला तेरी दुनिया से खुश रहे तू है जहाँ ले जा दुआएं मेरी तेरी राहों से जुदा हो गई राहें मेरी कुछ नहीं साथ मेरे कुछ नहीं साथ मेरे बस है खताएं मेरी तेरी दुनिया से होके मजबूर चला मैं बहुत दूर बहुत दूर चला तेरी दुनिया से
Ajit lives in Berkshire, which is close to London, and so I'd asked Ajit, what was the local music scene as far as Indian music goes around London?
I started singing in UK. It's you know, 18 months since I started singing again.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it very hard. I mean, most of the people here are interested in Bhangra music, which is mm-hmm. fine, which is very good.
So the bird.
But not so many... music lovers who prefer the old Hindi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rafi, Mukesh, there are a few, but not many. It's a community based on Bhangra or jazz or fusion.
So it's like the Southall and the Birmingham influence has been huge.
Absolutely, you're right. Southall and the Birmingham. But there are pockets in UK where there's still, people still listen to Rafi Sahab and Kishore and Mukeshi. So there are still pockets. Mm-hmm. So that's where I do my shows.
Actually, it's not just about musical taste or the type of song the audience would prefer. I think there is also a physical limitations of traveling and...
Especially if you know, these people all have day jobs, and so it becomes very difficult for them to go out and perform.
And see, here is where the internet opens up. And we are glad that Ajit chose Awaaz & Jaane, our Hindi podcast, to reach out to the global community.
He actually sent us a couple of Kishore Kumar songs, and he did a superb job with all of these songs. So let's listen to another song by Ajit.
ये दर्द भरा अफसाना सुन ले अनजान समाना जमाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द न कोई जाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द न कोई जाना बेवफाई दिल टूट गया दीवाना सुन ले अनजान जमाना जमाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द न कोई जाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द यादें पुरानी आने लगी क्या आंखें झुका दी क्या दिल में आया देखो नजारा दिल भर हमारा कैसे हमारी महफिल में आया है साथ कोई बेगाना सुन ले अनजान जमाना मेरा दर्द न कोई जाना मैं हूँ एक पागल प्रेमी मेरा दर्द न कोई जाना
Fantastic song.
Well, Pia, you know what? Ajit is not just a brilliant singer. He's also a very nice person to talk to. When I had this conversation with Ajit, I decided to ask him a bit about his professional background, the sides other than singing.
Uh-huh.
I'm basically trained in dentistry. Then I came here, I did my post-graduation in facial surgery, which is oral and maxillofacial surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've done around 4 years of that. Mm-hmm. So I've done my post-graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm en route to become consultant at some stage, but I think rather than at this point of time, what I want to do is take a break off from hospital job, and I'm just going to settle into general dentistry or private dentistry where I can do my own surgical stuff and just take life easy.
Right.
Put more effort into singing.
Mm-hmm. Your wife is a dentist as well.
Dentist as well, that's right, yes.
Okay. Kind of an odd question. You know, every time I see surgeons over here, or the one or two unfortunate times when I have been at the surgery table, whether it's back in India or over here, it's a normal routine for music to be played. And it's probably the hospital house music. Now, if you were doing an operation,
yep,
and you were to pick a song which you would like to soothe your surgical process while you're doing it, what would be a song that you would pick?
It's an odd question. You're right. I'll probably pick Musafir Hoon Yaro from movie Pariche. I don't know why, I just like it that way.
Right. Yeah, it's that song actually, from a patient point of view, would probably not be very enjoyable. I mean,
mujhe chalte jana hai. Done under general anesthesia. So the good thing is, patient won't know which song is being played.
Okay, so most of your surgery operations that you do are under general anesthesia?
It's done under general anesthesia.
Yeah, and your wife is a dentist?
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know. For example, what's an appropriate song to go with the root canal?
You are very tricky there.
let us know,
Pyar Mangaya Tumhe Se or something.
Maybe you would have a selling point when you have your own practice that we only play Indian songs when we do root canals. That could be a selling point.
there are places and people. Music is quite admired here, and Indian music is quite admired here, especially when your patients are Indian. I mean, you can carry on and play some music. Yeah, you're right. That's one thing we need to look at, music therapy, isn't it?
Absolutely. So what's a typical work hour for you, and when do you actually do singing?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I wasn't doing any singing for the last... there was a period when I just went into hibernation, about 3 years, when I did nothing. I didn't listen to my songs. I was basically just in my hospital job. And I should tell you, I mean, your program has motivated me again quite a lot. I mean, I started concerts even before listening to your songs. But still, the way I find time is, well, I go at 8. I leave the house at, say, 7:30, 8. Then I come back at around 6. And if I'm working over the weekends, then, I'll struggle to even listen to any songs.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go into hospital, I've got my own little room there. So I've got a laptop there. So I've got all these MP3 files. And so I tend to listen to songs there, and or just listen in my iPod, basically.
And that's exactly the benefit of having these portable media players like the iPods and the MP3 players, is that you can really take your music and music files with you. And not just the music files, even these podcasts. The whole concept of podcast is that you can subscribe to our podcast. If you go on our website, podioindia.com, you have different subscription options. You can consult the FAQ page for details about how to set up your subscriptions. And, podcasts and music files can be always taken with you.
Like, I always keep my MP3 player with me. And nowadays, cell phones also are capable of playing MP3 files. And so it's music always on the go.
For this episode of Awaaz Anjaane, the next
Babe,
song...
Babe, I have to ask you one thing. You really asked Ajit a very odd question.
The root canal one or the music one?
No, do you really care about what music is being played when you are having a root canal?
No, not about root canal, but I don't know, when I'm waking up, I would really care about what music is being played when I'm coming around. But Ajit has a good point over there. You know, he talked about music therapy, and I think there's a role that music can play, and typically it's the random hospital house music that's being played. But there could be a method to it, and the type of songs or the
maybe
type of
someday,
music.
Maybe we will bring somebody who will talk about music therapy.
That's a good idea. We'll bring a music therapist to see how that can be incorporated in our lives. So who do we have on our episode for the next song.
In our Lata Mangeshkar episode, we featured Paramita, and many of our listeners want to hear her back.
If you are joining us for the first time, all our episodes are archived on our website, podioindia.com. The Lata Mangeshkar birthday episode that Pia is referring to, that episode, as well as all other episodes featuring some very fine performances, you can listen to at your leisure, or you can download on your computer on your portable media player. For the last song of this episode, here's Paramita. Thank you for spending this time with us. Aaj ke liye hume ijazat dijiye.
Next week, we will be traveling to another continent to bring you a very talented singer. Khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye, agle hafte tak.
Is it just